My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the delightful and talented star of the Capitol Stems, Washington's premier musical satirist. And you can find them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington or online at capsteps.com. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing today?
Doing great. What grabbed your attention from the headlines this week?
Well, we were watching the debate. Of course, we're watching a little bit of the circular firing squad that the Republicans are setting up for themselves a little bit. And we're watching Barack trying to, like, scramble to the middle and do things like roll back EPA standards that he had proposed and things.
Yes. The very reasonable approach. Yeah, it's interesting on both counts because, you know, all these Republican candidates, you talk to them individually and they're all focused on President Obama's doing this wrong and so forth. But, you get them on the same stage and you get closer and closer to Iowa and self-interest starts to emerge.
I know, and it's like they're all positioning themselves. Where should I position myself? And my theory is maybe you should position yourself where you actually stand, what you actually believe. But I guess that wouldn't work.
That'll never work, Elena.
And I think congressional approval ratings are down to 13 this week.
Lucky 13.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess we thought in honor of the ozone rollback, we'd bring back the Al Gore to talk about it.
Yes. If there's anything Al Gore likes to talk about, it's ozone. Here's a Capitol Steps classic off their Springtime for Liberals CD entitled Hole in the Ozone.
Hello again. It's me, former Vice President Al Gore. Now, as you may know, I'm a pretty big movie star these days, but I'm here tonight to speak the truth, even if it may be inconvenient. Mm-hmm. Now, President Bush wouldn't agree with this, but I don't think he's as serious as I am about global warming. Now, I've reviewed the current administration's policy on global warming, and I have to say, it doesn't make much sense. For example, number 6, a NASA mission to turn down the thermostat on the sun. That's just silly. Or number 9, requiring every citizen to chew dentine ice. Come on, you can never get everybody to do that. Or number 13, save many megawatts by making the Texas electric chair solar-powered. That's pretty good, but it's not enough. We need to do more. Now, part of the problem is that we're destroying trees at an alarming rate, sometimes frivolously and unnecessarily. So to that effect, I have taken to write a book, 938 pages, made of the finest trees in the Brazilian rainforest. Now then, it says here, there's a hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the center of the ozone. Chapter 2. There's an ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's an ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the center of the ozone. Chapter the 3rd. There's a sea that's rising from the ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's a sea that's rising from the ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the center of the ozone. Number 4. There's some coastal states that can flood from the sea that's rising from the ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. Everybody. There's some coastal states that can flood from the sea that's rising from the ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the center of the ozone. That was very good. You sound like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Just in time for the final chapter. There's a state named Florida that won't exist if the coastal states flood from the sea that's rising from the ice caps melting from the hurling center of the ozone.
There's a guy named Al who would have been president. Really wouldn't be so sorry to see Florida go from the ice cap melt from the coast to the coast. He's holding his body in the heat, man, the heat, 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 the ozone. On second thought, who cares if there's a hole? There's a hole. There's a hole in the center of the ozone. Thank you, Dale.
Oh, Elena. A Capital Steps classic, to be sure.
And I think you touched on something important there. I know there's a new bio of Sarah Palin out this week, and I think maybe we could solve this whole problem. Not cut down trees for books about politicians or written by politicians. We could save a lot of the forest.
Yeah, absolutely right. You know that it's a good day for Sarah Palin and B, a bad day for the author when the New York Times is like, don't read this negative book about Sarah Palin. It's really not worth your time.
The New York Times. Well, there. Oh, my goodness. I mean, there's some stuff I just don't want to know. I really, whether it's true or not, I don't want to know.
Oh, very good. Well, I guess we still haven't heard the tell-all book for Elena Newport. I guess that one's.
There's not much, really.
That's good. I don't doubt that. You're a very virtuous woman.
Go through the supermarket checkout line with 11 items instead of 10.
Scandal. Elena, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Elena Newport, star of the Capital Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capsteps.com, or you can also get a copy of their latest CD, Desperate House Members. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.